Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Thursday. Welcome to Thursday. It's 9/26/24. Hello, fellas. How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
So good.
Yeah?
Oh, I can't wait to tell you.
Really? Wow. Oh. Excitement galore. Excitement galore coming, guys.
You won't be that impressed, but you know what?
Well, maybe.
It's something.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be your lifetime goal to impress me. It doesn't matter. I mean, I can be just sharing your joy.
Oh, Jay, I tell you, it's not. I gave up on that a long time ago.
Yeah, I just want to share in your happiness.
Oh, thank you, Jay. So well, it'll be a nice moment.
Oh, all right. I'm excited. Well, how about that win, though, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was crazy.
What was going on? Did you get rain with it, too?
I did, yeah, a couple different times.
Okay, see, I don't know that we did.
Steve, did you get rain?
I don't think so.
Oh.
It felt like we were going to. I mean, my son, who has studied meteorology, he had that in one of his classes to become a space force engineer. I don't know what he's doing.
Space force?
I don't understand what he's doing.
Yeah,
He's taking the most difficult college classes, I feel like.
Okay.
And one of them was meteorology, and he had to learn all about all the things
hard, yeah,
in the air. And he did it, and so he was explaining yesterday, oh, that's this and this, and this is exactly what's happening. And I said, oh, hold on, let me get the weather music going for you. So we were doing a little bit, and he was very excited to tell me all about the weather, and this is happening. And he said, now, because of this, that is going to cause a something in the sky, and that is going to mean heavy rains here.
Wow.
In any moment. And guess what? It didn't rain.
Oh, how sad was he?
Pretty sad, but then apparently he saw a video of somebody who lives very close by who was just getting dumped on, like a hurricane.
Oh. Very local.
Well, we can't say that right now, can we?
Hurricane? Like a hurricane?
That it looks like a hurricane when there's a hurricane developing.
Yeah. Hurricane Helene. Yeah, you're welcome, Steve. You're welcome. Let's whip out the name of Hurricane on you. I impressed him in the hallway with that one a couple minutes ago, Kev.
He did?
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Helene, I think.
Helene, okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had saw it in print, but I didn't know how to say it.
You know what, the other part, Kevin, is the, speaking of hurricanes, besides the fact that they're, you know, they're trying to evacuate and doing all that stuff, and they're like, 100 and wind gusts of 102 miles an hour, which I thought you probably could just say over 100, but it's fine. Specificity apparently is important. And then they just have weird verbiage where they said the, what is it? What do they call that when the surf, when the waves are coming in? What do they call it in a hurricane?
Tide?
No.
Talking about?
I think whatever that
crest.
Yeah, sure, something like that. So it's 20 feet. You know, there's like, oh, the something surf or whatever is 20 feet, which they said is unsurvivable. I'm like, oh, man, what?
That seems bad.
I guess the wind wasn't that bad then.
Think of something 20 feet tall.
Yeah, that's
coming
nuts.
At you as a wave. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, Jay, that's exactly
storm
it.
Like, surge.
Just hit storm surge, yeah.
Guys. Okay, yeah,
there it is.
Storm surge, yeah. Guys. I got it.
Whew. I understand that's a quality bowling ball too.
Storm surge?
I think that's the name of a bowling ball. Well, the storm
weird
surge.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. Yeah. Huh? Isn't that something?
Why do you know that?
You know, Steve, I know a little bit of everything and a lot of nothing. I believe my buddy Justin. Who also, he is a bowler. He loves to bowl, does very, very well, does a lot of competitions, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he But he also sells or promotes, I'm not sure how that works, a certain type of bowling ball.
How about that?
Okay. And I think I have seen that one before.
So did you buy one?
No.
Support your friends, man.
Yeah. Yeah, just support your friends, man.
You're the guy who's supposed to be in a bowling league. I thought about that last night.
Who, me?
I honestly thought about the bowling league last night because I was like, you know, what would be so nice is if tomorrow on the air, if Steve just showed up and said, guys, I have a new hobby I want to talk about. That's what I was thinking.
A bowling league? Steve in a bowling league? That'd be great.
Yeah, because, and then I thought, yeah, well, boy, we tried this before with a bowling league. We've tried, you know, and there's it's just not going to happen. Are you into any sort of, like, chess? Do you like chess? Would you be in a chess club?
Feel like
is there more than one variety?
I feel like he's stereotyping at this point. Yeah.
No, not really. I was just trying to think of something that he would maybe do, right? Where it's not, I was going to say Dungeons and Dragons, right? But
that, okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If she had to describe producer Steve to someone, how might you describe him?
Say it.
Unfair.
Say it.
Unfair, Kevin.
Kevin James.
Geniuses, nerds.
It's nerds.
That's so unfair.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, I am happy to be here with you today on this Thursday morning, and I have to give a... I need to thank the little people.
Oh, boy.
If you will.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday nights here at my place are the night that the upstairs neighbor has his kids. And then he gets them on the weekend sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Like, I know his custody situation. Because I can hear when the kids are here. I've never seen these children. I've never, you know, but I know they're here. I can hear them.
Sure.
They run around and stuff. They're being kids. Doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Maybe it would bother me if it was 7 days a week, nonstop.
Understood.
I might be like, oh, okay, come on. Can we make a little effort not to run? And these apartments are all, you know, with hardwood floors, so it really carries, and it's just, you know. But this morning, they made it possible for me to be here on the air. This performance today by Kevin James is brought to you in part by the little kids upstairs.
Oh, because you were going to oversleep and they woke you up?
Oh, buddy, was I?
Oh, buddy, was ya?
Okay, so I haven't been able to sleep, right? It's been miserable at night. Mm-hmm. I have not found a way to get comfortable. It's just the gout, plus I got the legs things going on. I've got an pick line in my arm, and that's always just kind of, you can't lay on this or that, you know, it's all sorts of stuff. And it's been a real pain to sleep. Last night or the night before, I did a little bit better. I think I got like 3 hours of sleep in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was feeling pretty good yesterday. Well, last night it was like 11:30 and I'm like, okay, you are going to go to sleep. There's no sitting here freaking out. You're just going to sleep.
Right.
And so I did. And I went to sleep. And I slept and slept and slept. Woke up at like 3, had to go to the bathroom. It wasn't bad, but I was like, okay, cool. I now have, in my mind, I thought, if I leave that alarm at 4:30, I only have an hour and a half. What if I bumped it to 5?
Oh, geez.
Because I knew I wasn't going to shower this morning because they're coming to take out my pick line today. And then I want to shower after that when I can... Just enjoy the freedom of not having anything wrapped up on my body in the shower. That's freedom.
Okay.
And I just thought, yeah, I'm not going to shower this morning. So you know what? I'll just sleep till 5. I'll literally get up and I'll walk in here to my office and I'll sit down and I'll get ready for the show. This is going to be great. But I don't know. I just apparently shut the alarm off. I did not turn on another alarm. That was very dumb.
Very, very, very.
So at 5:35 this morning, when apparently, I don't know if those kids were going to the bathroom. I don't know if they were racing. I don't know what they were doing. But they were running at 5:35. And they're running. Woke me up. Yes. That.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just speed that up a little bit, and you got to the running and the hard
way. Jay. That's exactly what it was. And I heard it. And I went, oh, yeah. And I thought, okay, I've heard them up before. But, man, that's running and everything. Which also, how can kids just wake up and run?
I don't know. It's great. I love it.
Oh, man, that's something.
Yeah, they hit feet hit the floor. See ya.
Yeah, so I just, that was it. I woke up at 5:35, and I thought, whoa, well, that, okay. I feel rested. Guys, I mean, that's overall, I probably got, you know, over 5 hours of sleep.
From the text line, Kevin overslept. Who could possibly believe that?
Okay, listen.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve, but I thank my little people.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
What the, I mean, I do thank those kids because, guys, I don't know how long I would have slept.
Yeah.
It would have been a phone call from you guys, I'm pretty sure.
Might not even woke you up. Who knows?
That's possible. Yeah. Done that before, right?
Felt good, so at least I feel a little more rested today, and I might make it through the entire show.
Wow.
Wait, you haven't been making it through the entire show?
Oh, no.
Not awake.
Huh. Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. You know, you shut your eyes.
That is true. I do shut my eyes a lot.
Yeah.
But you're still awake.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still there participating.
I mean, the level of participation is, it's impossible to have it at the same level with your eyes closed.
You think so? You think that
I don't think
really?
That's true at all.
No, 100%. Huh. You can't have the same energy eyes closed versus eyes
yes,
open.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I mean, my eyes are closed right now and you can't tell any difference.
Okay.
I mean, I can't tell.
Now, Jay, I will say when your eyes are closed and you're falling asleep, yeah, that's not good.
Uh-huh.
But I do think you can have your eyes closed and still have the same amount of energy. It actually almost creates a different sense of awareness, if you will.
Oh, your other senses are heightened.
I think that's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing, though, Kevin.
Yes, go ahead.
apparently, well, I can tell you many things, but I'll tell you one thing right
now.
Apparently, putting a Kleenex up your nose doesn't affect how you perform on a radio show.
No, it doesn't. See, Kevin didn't even know I had a Kleenex up my nose.
Oh, yeah, his eyes closed.
Yeah. Yeah, his eyes closed. Even if he was sitting across me, he wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, it was a dusty day, and my sinuses went, see ya.
So, did you have a bloody nose this morning, or is
no,
it just runny?
Just plugged. I could tell it was a dusty day, because when I walked in today, I was thinking, Steve's car looks like my car. There's just a nice layer of dust everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not washing it.
No, why would you?
Mm-mm. I might have dodged that bullet. My car might be clean because I took it to the car wash the other day, and I think it's been in the garage since then.
That's a break, man.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's lucky.
Yeah, there was somebody, you know how there's some, I don't know how it works here, but there's a vehicle here that I'm not sure has moved in a minute. You know that black truck, Steve, that's right past the gate? Have you seen that one? That's right on the right-hand side. I'm asking you if you've observed something.
Wait.
Look at your face. He's like, truck, yeah, this gate? This is the wrong person to ask.
Wait, are you talking about the one with the flat tire?
No.
That's black.
That truck is white.
Oh.
That is white, and it says KXLY all over it.
Yeah, nothing.
It is on, actually, man. The biggest. Jay, we need to get to the bottom of that. What is going on with that thing?
You know what? Because I'll try to remember to ask them today.
It
down
has
there.
Been there 4 years, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Long time. Yeah, long time. It's like Warren and Bruce in their back 40, where they just have a vehicle. And you always just wonder. In fact, remember like 100 years ago, there was another radio station in this building that had an orange van? And I spotted it one time driving through like a field. There was,
yes.
It was sitting way in the back. There's now a detour, so I have to go back past that farmer's house. And it's still sitting there behind his building. I can still see it from the road. Yeah. And I just wonder, how long do you hold on to a vehicle that has, you know, no hope of running? You have no. I mean, is it the ambition in the back of your head where you go, someday.
Yes.
I'm going to get that absolutely. Thing working.
Absolutely.
It's got to be what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's, I think it's, you know, there are different levels where some of them are probably realistic and some of them are just a guy who likes to collect junk
at
some point. But it is, yeah, I think it's just that, well, it's a great car if I get it running.
Right.
Yeah, I really wonder with the station vehicle that's been out there with a flat tire for at least 4 years.
I'm writing myself a note.
There's obviously something, the engine's blown, but you know what? Why would we not just sell it?
Right.
Well, it's got a flat tire.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And the whole family, you know, selling stuff to family or loaning money to family.
Kevin James.
You know, if it doesn't work out, not like people hold grudges or remember that their brother didn't pay for that motorcycle from, you know, 20 years ago.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow, bitter much? Speaking of 20 degrees cooler today. We're going to be in the 60s. Man, it might pop into the 70s if the sun breaks out a little bit. But yeah, way different for the next few days. And then over the weekend, looks like it might heat back up for maybe one day. It might pop up into the 80s and then back
really?
Down.
Oh, really? Which day would that be?
Probably Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a pleasant surprise. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, they were saying, what was it, Tuesday maybe, I think, whatever that one day where it was really warm. And they were like, oh, it could be the last day in the 80s for 7 months. I was like, oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, stop that.
Like, man,
that's such a dumb thing to say.
I was like, man, that hits different.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
that doesn't even seem right.
It could be right. I mean, let's see, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. I mean, it could be accurate, I guess. You just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it could be longer.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
It could be shorter.
Or it could be accurate. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to say. All right, Audio Vault time. Let's see what we got here today. Oh, you know, the Masked Singer started. Kevin, do you see if you can identify? Do you know anything about the Masked Singer yet, Kev? Did you hear about it?
This. I haven't seen a thing this season.
Let's listen to this singing.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try.
Go, Robin. Go, Robin.
Don't know what it is about that little girl's loving, but I like it. I love it.
I think you know now why that one was voted out.
Man, you hear that voice too. And I want to picture somebody. Like, that's such a unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I think I might know who that is, but I can't place who it is.
The legendary Duke of Denver, John Elway!
Whoa! The what?
The Duke of Denver, John Elway.
That was John Elway?
John Elway.
That's not who I had pictured. But it does also sound like him.
Right, and then when you know, that's what's so funny about that show. Once you know who it is, you're like, oh yeah, of course it is.
Don't know what it is, not that little girl's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Gotta wash my truck.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, man.
He is feeling it.
Man, it sounds like Tim McGraw to me.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that show's fun. Yeah. I mean, you're like, you hear it and you go,
it is
yeah.
such a great show.
It is fun. I mean, you know.
It's the show that I wish I watched more, but I don't know why. For some reason, I never, you know what? It's Survivor night, and that's what really hurts
me. Yeah, that's right.
Like last night, I started Survivor late, and so then, you know, I watched it.
But you're up on the right episode, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get behind on Survivor.
Yeah, that's that one you don't really want to because, you know, it feels different when you get behind and it feels like you're more likely to find out who got, you know, voted off and that matters. And
I do really try to stay up on that
one. Some of the singing competitions, you know, early, it doesn't really matter who gets kicked off. And it might sound terrible to say, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the game necessarily. But, yeah, with Survivor, you kind of got to stay up. Also, on that note, Kevin... I know you probably have not watched The Voice, and I've only watched about three quarters.
Not seen it yet.
I watched about an hour and 45 minutes of the first episode, okay. Paused it last night because it was like, it was time. And Snoop Dogg, I mean, you already love Snoop Dogg, but you're going to love him even more. I mean, the people who produce that show do a really good job of getting likable people as judges.
Yes.
And
that you wouldn't maybe necessarily think were going to be likable.
Not at all.
Like Niall Horan, Jay, you knew nothing about that.
No,
Jay.
Loved him now.
And he was so great on the show.
He's just, you could just tell he's just a solid person, great soul. Mm. And man, Snoop, extremely likable. So respectful, and you can tell he just wants to do it for the right reasons, because obviously Snoop doesn't need money or anything.
No, yeah, that's...
But it's just, I mean, you'll love him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's great.
From the very brief amount of time that I saw that show with Snoop, the amount of times that he took off his glasses was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he'd be like, I want you to see my eyes so you can see, so we can talk about this and we can be real. Or and he cried like two times in the first 40 minutes. Where, you know, because it's weird. That show is weirdly emotional. All those shows like that are just, I don't know, man. It's just weird. They catch you at a weird time. And
well, when you understand the impact that the show has on someone's life, just even making it on the auditions, you know, or making it on a team probably changes their life forever.
And it's not even usually the person who's singing that will make the judges cry. It's other judges who will say something or do something, and then they're like, oh, man, yeah, that...
You realize that what a moment it is.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, you might want to catch it. It's pretty good. I got time for one more for you, Kevin. Some advice from Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, Shaq Daddy. I do love Shaq, and there are many things I would take advice from him on.
Well, he was on with Fallon. Maybe it'll help.
People Magazine says here, Shaquille O'Neal says he spends $1,000 on pedicures for his ugly, stinky feet. I do sparkles and design. You spend $1,000 on pedicures?
$1,000.
Why is it that expensive?
It's just... Because I feel sorry for the young lady that's doing my feet. No, I really do. Like, I don't know how much she makes, but... My feet looks like Charles Barkley's face.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, I love those guys.
It's so
funny.
It's
so fun. That is a great point. I don't have $1,000, Charles.
Right,
I mean, Shaq, but I feel you.
Yeah.
And it is something that it is going to start happening. I'm going to start doing pedicures. I just know how great they're going to feel and the whole deal. Will I be able to do $1,000? No. But if the pedicure's, $35? $50?
I'm going to say maybe 50. I don't really know, Kev. I'd be guessing too.
I mean, I'm going to tip at least.
100%?
See, that's what I'm thinking. Is it 100% tip?
I think, for your feet?
With my feet, at the beginning, especially at the beginning, right? Where you just go, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like for most people, it's the standard, you know, 18 to 21 or whatever. But for you, 100%.
I also am curious, do you and do you think he does? At the beginning, when he first sit down, he probably goes to the same person all the time now. But at the very beginning, when you don't have any relationship with the person and you're about to take your shoes off, you say right off the bat,
oh, yeah.
Hey, man. Just
of course you do. I mean, you have to, right?
So
you have to try to explain. I don't know if you explain the situation, but it's just like, oh, this, yeah.
Wait, but your feet are fine, though.
Oh, wow. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like you said, it's not like it has like this big plush furniture. It's
No, not at all.
Probably IKEA equivalent, I would say.
Kevin James.
Why did you compare the room to a car?
Huh?
Did you say Kia?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Chance to qualify for the CMA Flyaway coming up. And by the way, we draw on Monday, I believe, for the CMA Flyaway. That is sneaking up on us.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
November 20th. We'll be in Nashville leading up to the CMA Award Show. Lots of interviews scheduled. Starting to get a sneak peek at some of the artists. So, hey, we're looking forward to that.
Sneak peek.
Also, you can check out the Coyote Country app. Download it for free just wherever you get your apps. Take Coyote Country with you. It's in the palm of your hand. All right, are you ready for a few first world problems?
It's time for a first world problem.
I did like this one from Tim right off the bat on the text line. First world problem, both of my grandson's tablets were out of juice when the power went out last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not happy about it, apparently. Yeah.
Tim or the grandsons?
Yes.
That is correct, Steve.
That is 100% accurate. Yeah, that's a bummer. I think there's a few people who are still without power this morning. So
I did see that, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Tim, that is a first world problem. Let's see what else we have. My dog had surgery, got spayed yesterday. Now I actually have to go outside with her to go potty.
Oh, that's a bummer if you're one of those that's fortunate enough just to open the door and say,
right,
go potty, yeah, see you in a little bit. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Wait, I got to walk out there and watch you and wait. And it's cold this morning.
No good.
Yeah, that's a first world problem, everybody.
It's time for a first world problem.
Kevin, do you have a first world problem?
Do
or
I ever? So I have an automatic ice maker that I bought, and it has been an absolute game changer. Mm-hmm. I love having the thing so stinking much. And much to my surprise, everybody else here loves it too. I didn't know that anybody else was going to care as much as I do.
Yeah.
But they really do, and we use it a lot. And I did the thing last night. I have no one to blame but myself. But I went to my automatic ice maker this morning to get some ice and realized, it's on the one thing that stops it from making ice, which is needs water. Fill with water, whatever the little light says. Because it can't make ice without water, guys.
I think that is a fact, yeah.
So last night when I took ice, I saw that it was low, but I was like, I'm not filling it right now.
Kevin,
I'll fill it in the morning.
What are you doing?
So I have no ice from my automatic ice maker to drink my special drinks that get delivered to my house with my groceries.
Seems like a real flaw in the system there.
Yeah, well.
Well, and some of them, Steve, do hook up to your water supply, like that goes to your freezer or to your fridge or whatever.
Yeah.
And I could have got that, but I just thought, I don't know. That seems like an extra step, and they were a little more expensive. And I thought, well, let's just see if I even like this one first. But
you only had some, like Steve, to fill your ice maker.
For a first world problem.
Steve, give me some ice. Oh, by the way, I found out something about this building today.
Oh, yeah?
I thought I knew almost everything about this building. Apparently not. Hmm. And I'm not supposed to say it on the air. So here we go.
Kevin, there is a water filtration system on the main floor to fill your water bottle.
There's a water filtration on the main floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just tell everybody?
Well, I didn't. I'm not going to say it on the air. I was just doing closed circuit communications with Kevin.
And what do we mean by the main floor? The TV?
I mean, I don't know what else it would mean, but yeah.
Okay, well, I was just making sure. Because I consider our building to be the main floor. Because we're the main thing.
I understand what you're saying. So
where at?
I can't tell you that it's in TV sales, so don't.
TV sales? I don't even know where that is.
There lies the problem. From Rick, first world
Why
problem.
Why were you down there?
I wasn't. I just found out. Super secret source.
Ah.
Rick says, my generator only powers 75% of my house when the power goes out. Yeah, that is a first world problem.
That is.
Yeah,
that stinks.
Figure out what not to power. Man.
I saw somebody who was without power last night and said, can't get me down. And he had moved out to his RV that had the generator going.
Yes,
and he was sitting there watching TV with his feet up and fireplace going. And I was like, that looks like a good life.
That's a bonus.
That's a good backup plan.
For sure.
I was going to say, how could you see him without if he didn't have power? But
there you go. Always have that backup plan, Steve.
Time for a first world problem.
What do you got for yours, Steve? What's your first world problem today?
Oh, this happened to me yesterday, Jay. I accidentally deleted some stuff on my computer because I was trying to delete too many things at once. And then I undid everything. It was the computer allows you to undo deletes.
Okay, yeah.
But now all my folders and things are just in wacky order.
Oh.
It's a mess. My desktop is out of control. First world problem.
That is a first world problem, actually. Trying to find stuff when you're used to it being in a certain spot on your desktop.
Yeah.
That is a...
Explain to me how that happened, Steve, because if you deleted it, that means that's probably how it was to begin with. It was messy.
Well, See, what it does, though, is it automatically puts things...
It just reorganizes it, either alphabetically or by age or whatever. Is that what you mean?
No, it just automatically puts things like on the desktop itself.
Yep.
It just fills the empty spaces. So because I had deleted things, it was putting things in different orders when I undeleted it. If that makes sense. Does it not make sense?
Kevin with the appropriate response. Huh. Yeah, and that's
I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I just don't understand why it would do that completely.
That is weird.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it was deleting things that it shouldn't have. And,
The only first world problem I could think of this morning is I asked you guys the other day if you throw away, you know, how many pairs of shoes you have that hurt your feet. And that's been a problem now at my house because I picked up a couple of pairs of shoes, purchased a couple of pairs of shoes within the last couple of months. And now I just realize in the closet there's not enough room. I have too many shoes. For the space allowed in my closet.
Too many shoes. I had too many shoes. 99.9.